Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Illinois is filled with places to see, things to do, and history to explore. From museums in Chicago to Lincoln sites in Springfield, you've probably visited some of our state's most famous attraction. But what about the town of Gays, Illinois, population 218, and its historic two-story outhouse?
Have you ever seen a two-story outhouse? It was built in 1869 and was part of a general store that is no longer there. The outhouse is no longer open to the public, but it is a unique roadside attraction.
Oh, the TikTok robo voice. Illinois has a lot of strange charms and obscure history, things you might not have heard of and places you might never go out of your way to see. But if a trip to the two-story outhouse or the world's largest catsup bottle in Collinsville are not at the top of your bucket list, Kenzie Sheridan has you covered. A native of Wheaton, Sheridan is using TikTok to share her exploration of the Prairie State, documenting some of Illinois' less familiar curiosities. The TikTok account she created is called Inside Illinois. It's amassed nearly 75,000 followers. One video, like this one, about the history of a Burger King in Mattoon, emphasis on a Burger King, that video has more than 4 million views.
Have you ever been to Burger King? No, probably not the one you're thinking of. The original Burger King, located in Mattoon, Illinois. This Burger King was founded by the Hoots family in 1957 and has no connection to the chain you might be thinking of. In 1959, Gene Hoots registered the name Burger King as a state trademark in Illinois, and they were the official owners and operators of the only Burger King in the state. Soon after, the Hoots family learned of the Burger King chain in Florida and that the company had plans to expand to Illinois. By 1967, the chain had 50 restaurants across the state. The Hoots family filed suit in state court, and the Florida company responded with a federal suit. The case went to the federal Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and the decision still stands as an important interpretation of trademark laws in the U.S. The court ruled that because the Florida Burger King had a federal trademark and the Mattoon Burger King had a state trademark, Florida's Burger King had rights to the name across the United States except in the Mattoon area, and the Hoots family had rights to the name only in the Mattoon area. It was decided that the Florida chain could not have any restaurants within a 20-mile radius of the Mattoon Burger King.
Earlier this month, Kenzie joined us to talk about some of the places she's visited for her TikTok, Inside Illinois. Because we're re-airing our conversation today, we're not taking calls, but you can still email us, talk@21stshow.org, or tweet us at 21stshow. Here now is my conversation with Kenzie Sheridan. Okay, Kenzie, so you're from Illinois originally, but the suburbs. How did you get inspired to want to explore the entirety of Illinois, especially downstate?
Yeah. So I actually went to University of Illinois, and my now husband and I, we love to travel. But, you know, when you're in college, you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of time. So we were kind of limited to trying to check out things that were around us. And kind of like you said in the intro, you know, we had done all of the biggest things that people think of when they think of the state. And we really wanted to kind of branch out and find some unique things. So I started looking into some things that we could do. And I just ended up finding so much history about all these different places. And for years, I've wanted to document these things, but I was like, I don't know how much interest there would be or how much, you know, other people would care about it. But finally, I just kind of decided to go for it. And I'm very glad that I did. You know, there's a lot of TikTok accounts that focus on things specifically in Chicago. And I really wanted to highlight that there are so many unique things that happen, you know, across the state. And so I really wanted to kind of highlight some of those towns that people might not have heard about.
What is your background in this? Have you always been interested in making videos and history?
Yeah. I really like kind of like the offbeat, quirky things. I've always been kind of interested in that. So that was really the focus of that. And then I actually work full time in marketing. And I am also a wedding videographer. So video has always been a really big part of my life. And so kind of putting the two together just made sense.
So, and why TikTok? What is it about that particular platform that in your view makes it good for sharing some of these places in Illinois?
Yeah. So I originally, when I first started thinking of, you know, how I wanted to share these different locations that I had found, I was leaning towards doing a blog. But it was just like, you know, I did want to do the video aspect. And obviously that is, TikTok is king when it comes to video. I also have an Instagram account that is also at Inside Illinois. That's been growing a lot slower. I think that the unique thing about TikTok is it just has the ability to get in front of so many people. And once a couple of videos started getting a little bit of traction, people started sharing them. That's when, you know, it was really able to reach more of an audience.
Yeah. And I mean, you've gotten what, 75,000 or so followers in just a few months. Are you surprised by how quickly it's caught on?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I really kind of started this as just like, you know, I'm already going to these locations and looking at these, you know, roadside attractions or unique histories and little restaurants, things like that. So I was like, I'm already doing them. I might as well just document these things. But I really truly thought, you know, these are going to be videos that I share with my husband, my mom, my friends. You know, I didn't expect so many people to be interested in it, but I'm really happy that people are taking an interest in it. Cause like I said, there's so much that is, you know, all over the state that people don't even know or right under their noses.
So you've really been racking up the mileage around Illinois, from Chicago to Springfield to Mattoon to Gays. What is your favorite video you've done so far?
Well, I really like the Mattoon one, because I really love the history of that. Although I was cringing a little bit when you started to play that, because I did get so many comments about my mispronunciation of the town, so I am fully aware that is not the way to pronounce it.
It's such a rabbit hole, but yes, with Illinois town names. I'll send you the PDF of the broadcaster's guidebook to how to pronounce every town in Illinois.
Yeah, no, I mean, there are some crazy town names. So yeah, I'm definitely going to have to do a little bit more research before I start saying some of these names here. But I really love that one, because I think that's a really interesting one. And, you know, I was kind of able to fall into a rabbit hole myself of trademark laws, which is something that, you know, I've never really looked into. So that one is one that I'm really, you know, happy that it got the traction that it did. I posted one today of the Little Cubs Field in Freeport, Illinois. It's a small replica of Wrigley Field for Little League baseball. And so that is something that I had not known existed myself up until recently. My husband and I went on a trip to Galena, and on our way home, I was just kind of Googling like all the cities that we were going to be driving through. And I was shocked that I hadn't found that one beforehand. So that's one that I'm also really proud of as well.
All right, listeners, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Kenzie Sheridan, who's the creator of a TikTok account called Inside Illinois that has amassed a large following and millions of views for her explorations of some of the stranger and more undiscovered parts of Illinois, at least among the mass public. Kenzie, you mentioned you went to the U of I. I understand you got a degree in English, and I saw that the English building at U of I is actually one of the places on your TikTok because it's supposedly haunted. Let's take a listen to that clip.
The English building, originally the women's building, used to be a women's dorm. Urban legend says a resident drowned in the pool that used to be in the middle of the building. Some students claim she roams the halls, and there have been reports of slamming doors, flickering lights, and apparitions. You will beware.
You're in for a scare. Okay, I understand a friend of one of our producers had a seance in the English building, so my question to you, Kenzie, you've learned in those halls yourself. You went back to visit for TikTok, haunted or not?
Ah, that is a tough one. And that's one of the things I've made a lot of videos on haunted places, and I'm very careful not to say, you know, whether they are or are not haunted. Allegedly haunted, supposedly haunted. I did, like you said, I was an English major. I spent so many hours in the English building. I never saw anything, unfortunately. So I don't know. I mean, some people definitely have their stories, but unfortunately, I can't say either way.
Yeah, I had a Shakespeare class in there once. Personally, not one for hauntings myself, but, you know, to each their own. So yeah. Can you just talk a little bit of the process of, I think that video is an interesting one because it has that sort of AI TikTok voice on it, right? Can you just talk about the choosing the music, the sound, how you make these videos?
Yeah. So generally how I kind of go about it is, you know, if I'm already going to be going to a certain area, or a lot of times now that I have the TikTok platform, a ton of people have been suggesting different places to me. So I've been kind of planning little trips around things that I know exist and then trying to find other things in the area. So I usually kind of batch the content, getting as much of different places when I'm in certain areas as possible. And then the process of creating the videos, you know, I just kind of go through and then I usually kind of compile, you know, any of the history that I can find and kind of create a script for it from there. The music is really hard. I've had a lot of trouble trying to figure out, you know, songs that are long enough and things like that. I really just kind of look at the clip, look at the content and kind of try to figure something out from there. You know, you mentioned the AI voice. When I first started doing it, that I just hadn't had a lot of time to record my voice. I really enjoy doing the narration myself. But, you know, when I'm kind of in a pinch and just trying to get something out there, I have had to rely on the AI voice, but that's not always my first choice for sure.
Yeah. I thought that would be weird to some of our listeners who may not be as familiar with TikTok, that you weren't suddenly just taken over by a robot voice. All right.
Yeah, it's very robotic.
So you're not just, you know, as we've been saying, you're not just visiting these places. You're sharing some of the history. Let's listen to one more clip. This is about the oldest church in Illinois, in Cahokia.
The Church of Holy Family in Cahokia, Illinois, is the oldest church in the state. This church's congregation is the oldest continuously active Catholic parish in the United States. The church was built in 1799 after a fire burned down the original church building in 1740. No nails were used in the construction of this church, only wooden pegs. The timbers are all black walnut, and according to the church's website, a wood expert estimates that the timbers are from trees that were growing in the area as far back as 1492.
So, I mean, having now traveled to a lot of places in Illinois, like Cahokia, what has surprised you most about Illinois through this project?
Well, I think that there's, you know, a common misconception that Illinois is just cornfields. And, you know, there are certainly tons and tons of those. But, you know, there are so many interesting stops. And I've had so many people kind of, you know, incorrectly describe the state as, you know, you've got Illinois, you've got suburbs, and then just like, you know, nothing. And so that was kind of my whole thing, is to show like there really is so much going on in these other places. And I think, you know, if you are from Chicago or the suburbs and you don't really get out of that area all that much, you might just think it's only cornfields out there. And that is definitely not the case.
All right. Kenzie Sheridan, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your explorations of Illinois with us today on the 21st.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Kenzie Sheridan is the creator of the Inside Illinois TikTok account. We'll have a link to that on our website with this story, which is 21stshow.org, 21stshow.org. And that's all the time we have for our program today. Before we go, I do want to urge you to sign up for our texting group. You can send the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. We ask our listeners for their opinions on current events, their stories, and we often share your responses on air. Again, if you want to join, the word is TALK, and send that to 217-803-0730. You can find how to do that on our website, 21stshow.org. And while you're there, you can find our past episodes and links to subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, the Google Podcast Store. We're also on Spotify and NPR One. You can search for us directly in those places. Just look for The 21st. That's The 21st. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Erica Scalise is our engagement producer, and our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skolark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.